Good morning to everyone. How are you doing? Well, today we read in the Gospel from St. Mark. Now we move to chapter 3 of that Gospel. And we read in the Mass another case about the issue of the Sabbath. Jesus went into a synagogue, and there was a man there who had a withered hand. And they were watching him to see if he could cure him on the Sabbath day, hoping for something to use against him. This is an ungrateful people, or a judgmental people, or they were just watching out, looking for something to find in Jesus to be wrong or bad in order to accuse him. This attitude in social interactions is quite problematic. It has a negative outlook regarding others. In this particular case, with regard to Jesus, he did a lot of things that were good. He cured the sick. And there were many kinds of sick people. He forgave sins. Who would not want his sins to be forgiven? And he is God. You don't have to even say your sins. Just like that paralytic, your sins are forgiven because he saw his faith, and which erased his sins. So, it's really something. They were watching him. Maybe they even prepared the setting to frame him. They were watching him to see whether he would cure on the Sabbath. That there was this man with a withered hand. And he said to the man with the withered hand, "Stand up out in the middle." Then he said to them, "Is it against the law on the Sabbath day, or to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill?" But they said nothing. And that's a big indicator already what was going on in their hearts. They were after something sinful. They were looking for something to blame Jesus for. The least excuse. It's a kind of envy, happy to find others committing errors, committing mistakes, being joyful at the misfortune, at the mishaps of the others. Pure envy in order to boost themselves with what you may call ego boosters. We have to bring down the others in order to prop ourselves up, instead of wanting to bring everybody up, and in the process we also are brought up because we have brought others up. This reminds me of basketball players who brought out the best in the others. You know, leaders in assists. They pass the ball to the right man who is able to score. So they bring out the best. They make them score, but that person who had given the assist, they count the assist as a statistic because it is important. A man who is able to give or do 10 assists a game, he's responsible for 20 points. Right? But with Jesus, it was different. There was a faction there that was up to no good. They said nothing. In these cases, when we have problems of this sort, envy, of looking down on others, that we we keep on the alert about the mistakes of others, well, that is what we will find. You know, we are bound to find something wrong in the others because nobody is perfect. In the case of Jesus, he had no imperfection, no sin, no fault, nothing. So they would have to practically invent it. In any case, what happened in this narration was that Jesus grieved to find them so obstinate. He looked angrily round at them. This is another instance where we find Jesus angry. And this was for sure not sinful anger. He was angry, but it was under control. If you notice, under control, and he did not vent his anger on the wrong people. You know, we our frustrations with others, sometimes we bring that home and we let it out on the children, on our spouse, and they will be left wondering, what did we do to deserve that? We shouldn't do that. We should ask for pardon immediately and to hold ourselves, I mean, to keep ourselves at bay. Jesus looked angrily around at them and said to the man, stretch out your hand. He stretched it out and his hand was better. The last sentence is the clincher. The last sentence of this gospel. The Pharisees went out and at once began to plot with the Herodians against him, discussing how to destroy him. Instead of being enveloped in or by fascination, gratitude, something good was done. They wanted to destroy him because of envy. Let us beware of envy. It is a source of many other big sins. Murder, theft, gossip, and the like. Wishing others harm, wishing others bad, and so forth. So let's correct ourselves and act more simply, naturally, and why not? Like Jesus. When he looked at sinners, when he looked at people who were sick, he wanted to make them good. He wished good on them. The good thief on the cross. You remember when he was nailed to the cross, he prayed to his Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. He gave an excuse for their obvious evil action, but anyway, he gave them an excuse and asked for pardon for them. There was not a word of acrimony, hatred, putting down the others. He brought them up. Let's do the same. Thank you for listening. And I give you my blessing. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you all and remain forever. Amen.